Gambling giant Sportsbet pressured the Australian Communications and Media Authority into watering down an enforcement announcement, according to new documents released to the ABC. In 2022, the watchdog fined Sportsbet a record $2.5 million after it found the company continued to text and email tens of thousands of customers, even though they tried to unsubscribe from marketing messages. An ABC investigation has revealed Sportsbet pushed the ACMA to change key quotes in a draft media release by Chair Nerida O'Loughlin before it was released to the public. Andrew Wilkie is the Independent MP for Clark in Tasmania and joins me now. Welcome back.
G'day, Barbara.
Andrew Wilkie, what do you make of this revelation that the Sportsbet had influence over ACMA's press release?
Oh, Barbara, where do I start? I suppose, first of all, with the severity of what was done. They were only small and some would say subtle changes to the draft media release by ACMA, but they had the effect of significantly downplaying the harm caused by Sportsbet's misconduct. So it was an egregious act by Sportsbet to say that over 150,000 spam texts to over 37,000 customers, all of whom who had asked to be removed from the list of sending out marketing material. Remember that these are people that many of them would have been trying to escape addiction or other harms. You know, these are some of the most vulnerable people in the country and some of the most vulnerable sports bet customers. So the first point I want to make is this is a very serious matter. But the second point I'd make is that for Sportsbet to think they even have that authority or that influence over the Australian Communications and Media Authority is quite remarkable. But it just goes to show that these online gambling companies, they are a law unto themselves. And nowhere is that more obvious in the fact that the online gambling companies have said, no, they don't want a gambling advertising ban. And the Prime Minister said, yes, sir. So they think they're a law unto themselves and they are looking like a law unto themselves. The third point I'd make is that what on earth was ACMA thinking that they even needed to send a draft media release to one of the big companies that they are overseeing and regulating? Now, you know, I've sent draft media releases to companies and said, is this factually correct? You know, have I got the number right? Getting a fact check is one thing. But to be open to a requested or demanded change that substantially alters the effect of the media release, that is quite remarkable. And I'd like to see the federal government early in the new year look at this and to ensure that or to assure themselves that ACMA is up to the job.
ACMA has said that the release was not diminished in any way and that it only shared it to ensure fairness and accuracy. You reject that?
I reject it absolutely. Yes, there were only a small number of changes made, but they were critical changes. And critically, they had the effect of reducing the severity of the impact of Sportsbet's misbehaviour. To basically remove that suggestion or that point that these are very, very vulnerable people that were being very deliberately targeted. And I say deliberately targeted because you've only got to look at the history of the behaviour of the online gambling companies. They have a well-documented history now of acting in a predatory way and targeting people who are trying to escape addiction. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a week goes by that we don't see another story in the media where someone has excluded themselves, that the gambling company knows that person obviously is gambling more money than their income allows for, and then them getting cold called weeks later, being offered bonus bets, being offered complimentary tickets to the footy. You know, these are predatory companies, and that's why we need a really tough cop on the beat. But at the moment, I'm sorry, but I think the Australian Communications and Media Authority is acting more like a lap dog than a guard dog when, you know, we need guard dogs on that fence to protect the most vulnerable Australian.
What exactly would you like the federal government to do?
Well, to have a look at this and to satisfy itself that ACMA is up to the job and to direct any changes that might be necessary. Now, I can't talk in detail to that point because obviously someone needs to take a deep dive into ACMA and to look at, you know, exactly why ACMA thought it was okay to send a draft media release to Sportsbet, not to be fact-checked, but basically to receive qualitative feedback, and then thought it was okay to agree to those requested changes. I think, you know, from where I sit, it looks like too cozy a relationship between the regulator and those companies that it's meant to regulate. And I think it needs to pull back and just remember what its role here now more than ever, because there is such a heightened awareness in the community right now of the misconduct of the online gambling companies. And full mark to the ABC, they've done some great work in this space, including a Four Corners episode a couple of months ago now that looked at the ineffectiveness of regulation and oversight, the fact that the Northern Territory Racing and Wagering Commission has become the de facto national regulator and is pretty useless and conflicted. You know, maybe we need more than ACMA. Maybe we need a national gambling regulator.
Andrew Wilkie, thanks so much. We're running out of time.